Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
All right, my friends, we're in for a treat today. You might remember today, 5 years ago, January 6th, 2021. Boy, this is lots of stuff to discuss when it comes to this. We've got a special guest today. His name is Dan Morrissey. He's got one heck of a story that I want him to share with you regarding what happened to him at the Capitol on January 6th, and not so much there, but what's happened in the aftermath of that fateful day. We all know how much that has changed the political landscape, the propaganda we've been subjected to, all that stuff, my friends. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. It's hard to believe it's been 5 years. In fact, I met a good friend for the first time 5 years ago on January 6th. And every January 6th, I remember pulling into his office because that's where I was. We all probably remember this when you first heard the news about whatever was supposed to be happening that day. Anyway, my friends, that's what we're going to do today. Before we get rocking and rolling, though, let me tell you, friends, that if you're dealing with discomfort or if you're just tired of living off of prescriptions, managing those side effects, you are not alone. A lot of folks are looking for something natural that they can trust. That's why I want you to check out Christopher's Organic Botanicals, family-run, natural kratom company rooted in truth, transparency, and tradition. They partner with farmers in Indonesia directly. My friends, lab test everything before it ever reaches your hands. No hype, no synthetics, no funny business. Just the real thing done right. Kratom needs to be tested and reasonably or responsibly sourced. But the horror stories that are out there are from folks who don't follow those rules, who are shady sellers. They use synthetic garbage that isn't even real kratom. That's not what you get from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. Friends, you can start with their Kratom Starter Pack. Coupon code TODHUFF saves you 10%. Visit christophersorganicbotanicals.com. That's christophersorganicbotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency. I'm looking forward here to talking with Dan Morrissey. Dan, I'd like to welcome you to the program, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Happy Patriots Day. How are you?
I'm doing well. You've got one heck of a story. I'm just going to basically have you walk us through the day of. I know you said, you told me before we talked here that your version of what happened is kind of boring, but you went to the Capitol January 6th, 2021. I guess paint the picture. What made you go and tell us a little bit about what happened at the Capitol from your perspective on that day?
Okay, cool. Yeah, the genesis of my story, January 6th, first and foremost, like, I'm from Los Angeles. I was never a very political person. I didn't even know who Joe Biden was until 2018 or 2019.
Nor did I didn't
care. Right. So I'm sitting there with my buddy's girlfriend, and we're watching Trump's first inauguration in January 2017. And she looks at me and she says, "Dude, she's like, you love Trump, aren't you in D.C. right now?" And I was like, "Oh, that's a really good point." So that right there, that was the moment that I knew I was going to go to DC in 2021. It had nothing to do with the stolen election, Russia, 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 you know, impeachment of one, two, yada, yada, yada.
Can I jump in real quick here? Dan, let me ask you this, and this is always fascinating to me. You said you weren't really political, but yet you liked Trump. Explain to the listener what it was about him that drew you into that world, a world that you didn't, it sounds like, didn't follow closely or care much about prior to Trump's election.
I'm a free speech absolutist. I'm a comedian by trade. Like I said, I'm an Iowa alumni. I was at Groundlings. I've performed all over the country in New York. I used to live in LA and New York and yada, yada, yada. So I'm a big free absolutist. And I love the fact that he says the other things that people are afraid of. So that to me was, that to me is paramount. I think George Washington once said, if we lose the freedom of speech, then we'll be led astray. It's something to the fact that, like, we're going to be led to slaughter while being silent. And as someone who's older now, I can kind of see how political correctness is a form to muffle speech. That to me was very attractive about President Trump in 2016. And when he said, he has like the greatest mic drop of all time, where him and Hillary were debating. He said, because you'd be in jail. Like, yeah. that was it for me.
So you go to the Capitol January 6th. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I get there. I went there by myself. I was, you know, I'm an American historian, kind of nerdy in that regard. So I'm sitting there and I'm sightseeing. DC is one of my favorite towns. And I was sitting there texting with my old boss. And then I am by the Washington Monument. And so I'm kind of in the back of the crowd. I wasn't in the Ellipse area. So I started heading down to the Capitol. And so that's where the food trucks were. I go down to kind of the south side of the building and I turn around to the east side of the building. And the bike racks were just, they had bike racks. And they were just kind of, you know, not in place. And Officer Warner, who was a very famous individual on that day, mm-hmm. was like, hey, everybody, come on, stay on the stairs. And like I said, like, one of my favorite books is by Shelby Foote, A Civil War and the Narrative, right? And so when you see Lincoln standing on the steps of the Capitol on the east side of the building, I was like, dude, that's where Lincoln stood. I want to go stand where Lincoln stood. So I'm standing there, and never in a million years did I ever think that those doors would open. So I'm standing there, and I'm probably maybe 20 to 30 people within that narrow doorway at the Columbus doors. And lo and behold, one of the doors opens. One of the doors opens, and they're magnetically sealed, and they mm-hmm. open from the inside out. So as soon as that one door opened, the crowd surged, and I was kind of swept inside. So from that standpoint, like, as soon as I got inside, you could only go so far. And then, you know, they had walls of police officers. I wasn't screaming. I wasn't shouting. I was taking pictures. Like, dude, this is awesome. How cool is this?
What was the mood?
Never in a million.
What was the tenor of the people that were going in? What was it, loud, or was it relatively quiet? I mean, what was it like amongst the other folks?
You know, I would say that everyone was like kind of in awe and kind of had the same kind of respect that I did. However, there were definitely agent provocateurs within the group, and you could tell who they were because they kind of came from behind the police lines, right? And they were loud, they were obnoxious, they started breaking things. And so I thought that to be kind of weird at the time, but I'm just sitting there, I'm like, dude, this is crazy. So I'm sitting there, you can see me on the Jaden X video, or actually, while I was walking through the rotunda, and CNN had a camera there because they knew it was going to happen. I was literally on CNN. I had my phone up as I'm walking through the Capitol, the rotunda. So I was like, oh, this is kind of, I didn't know that until just very recently. But I was like, dude, this is so cool. This is crazy. Not thinking anything. So I take a selfie when I'm in front of some cops, and I was inside for 28 minutes. I, you know, didn't break anything. I didn't swear. You know, I was just like, dude, this is nuts. So I was texting with my old boss who had been texting with that day. And I was like, dude, this is getting pretty crazy. And I sent him this selfie. And so that's how I ended up getting caught. So I don't do social media. I don't, you know, I'm kind of analog in a lot of sense. Like, I don't, you know, kind of a ghost, and that's the way I like it. But he had forwarded that picture of me, the selfie that I took inside the Capitol, to a group of five people that we used to work with. And one of those dudes hated me. And he had a, and he flipped me to the FBI. So that's eventually how I ended up getting caught. Like, it wasn't because I was on Facebook and like, you know, we're going to take down the government. I was inside for 28 minutes. As soon as I got the opportunity to leave, I left. And you can see me on the CCTV as I was leaving the building, actually sneeze and go to cover my nose. Like, I was just very, very polite the whole time. And then that's right when Ashley Babbitt got shot. So you can see me in the Jaden X video. Had I not made a right, because I'm one of the first people there, had I not made a right and made a left, I would have been there where Ashley was. I'm not trying to like thrust myself into history. I'm just saying it's funny how one turn can make a difference of like kind of where you end up in life. So I leave, and then you hear people running out of the building. They're like, oh, they killed her. They shot a little girl. So I was already outside. I was like, it's crazy. Whatever's going on. I get back on the train and go to my hotel room, catch my flight, and I'm gone. Didn't think anything of it. Like I said, don't do social media. Don't pay attention to TV. Like I said, I didn't think anything of it. Well, a couple weeks later, I get a call from the FBI. And I'm like, hello? And they're like, this is the FBI. And I'm smart enough to know. I said, hey, let me get a lawyer. I'll call you back. You know, because they try to trap you. Well, do you know what this is about? Yeah. Dude, I'm not talking to you. So I said, let me get a lawyer and I'll call you back. So at the time, I lived in New York and L.A. And I was traveling a lot. I was traveling, like, you know, 4 or 5 times a month. And so I predominantly lived in L.A. Sorry. And so I get a lawyer from Calabasas, and L.A. is not the most Trump-friendly town in the world. And so he says, give me $1,000. I'll have a conversation with them, and we'll see what's going on. So I said, okay, give the guy $1,000. He has a conversation with the feds, whatever. Don't hear anything back. Later that month, I'm flying out of LAX, and I get swatted at the airport with 10 people with M4s and a bomb-sniffing dog.
Okay. Dan, pause real quick for me. This is a lot of a lot to process here. I have two other questions before we get too far down the road outside the Capitol. First one I want to go back to, you said the doors opened from the inside, and you also had mentioned bike racks. I gathered that was maybe at first kind of put up as a barrier. Were you ushered in? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen videos. We've all seen the videos of people being ushered, you know, basically waved in, or they, you know, the barriers moved and they were kind of waved through and the doors were open. Was that what it was like to you? Was it like the Capitol was open and they were letting you go see it? I mean, what was that part of it like?
Yeah. So from the bike rack perspective, it was just like they kind of had some like, just imagine like a very lazy, like, you know, groundskeeper laying out some bike racks. So it wasn't really like off limits or whatever. So you could just walk up, and Officer Warner was like, hey, everybody, come on up. So I'm like, they invited me up, right? And then when I say they induced the crowd's entry, they made it happen. It wasn't like there was a police at the Columbus door waving us in. What they did is they magnetically unlocked the door on the Columbus doors,
and it just
they induced the crowd's entry. So then it's entrapment.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they did that, they're like, well, you paraded. And I said one of my motions, I said, sorry, dude, like, I haven't learned how to float yet. Maybe next time, you know? Parading is literally just walking.
So, okay. So let's go back to you're at the airport, you're getting swatted. Now, to me, explain what that means, because I've even doing what I do, a little old talk show host and podcaster, I'm aware of people who are swatted in the sense of people calling 911 and making false reports amongst conservative, whatever, commentators. And then the SWAT team shows up at your door at 2:30 in the morning, and it's chaotic. And, you know, they're probably hoping someone gets shot, candidly, is what they're doing. So what does that look like at the airport? What do you mean by that? What happened specifically?
Yeah, so like I said, so I used to travel a lot, and I would do the coast to coast thing. So I would travel probably 5-6 times a month. And so for the first time, I couldn't check in, and I got like the 4 S's on my boarding pass. So I step out of line, and I go to the ticket counter, and she gets on like the secret bat phone, and she's like, and I'm like, what's going on? And so then they clear me to go back through the processing. So they essentially strip search me in front of everyone. And the gates at LAX are very, from security to your actual gate, is very, it's not a very long distance. Mm-hmm. So by the time they do the second screening, I get to the gate and there's 10 dudes with M4s and a bomb sniffing dog. And I'm like, they pull me out. They start, you know, I called it my TSA Tinder date. Cause they were very, hands-on, which, you know, whatever. But they had a bomb sniffing dog and then they're get on the ground and all this crazy stuff. And they're scraping my hands for residue, for bomb residue. And I'm like, dude, what is going on?
And this was past, so this was at the gate. This was past security at this point.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. So that was the first time I got swatted. That was in LAX in 2021. So a month later, I'm flying out of Denver International Airport and I had to kind of pre-check in because of the 4S thing again. I'm like, great. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I get to the airport and I have these TSA agents screaming at me like, oh, you're a racist. You're a racist. You're a white supremacist. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, like, back up. And so I get through that. And then, so it's a little bit longer of a process. You got to take a train to the terminal to at DIA. Mm-hmm. So when I get to my gate, then there's 10, or maybe not 10, but you see what I'm saying? There's like multiple TSA officers sitting there and they pull me out and they swap me again. Now this kind of works to my advantage because at the time I was working in New York and my primary residence was in LA. So when I was working in New York, I would rent the place for like 6 months. And so they didn't know where I lived. So they only would catch me at the airport. So I kind of stopped being able to fly. They seized my assets. They froze my credit. They put me on a watch list where I couldn't send and receive parcels. And this was all before I was officially charged in October of 21.
So this happened, so of course, January 6th of 2021. So this is this over the summer of 21 when this starts happening?
No, this is right away. I mean, this is the beginning of it's February. So from February to October, they hunted me. They seized my assets. You know, they seized some money out of the bank account, froze my credit, and it was crazy. I'm like, dude, they brought me to make me an indigent. They coerced me, right? So here's where it gets really interesting. So I get a call from I get a call from Anthony Solis, the guy from Calabasas. He's like, yeah, they filed against you. And this guy, you could tell he was excited to be part of the narrative. He's like, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. And as a writer, I keep really good contemporaneous notes. I write things all the time. And as soon as I write it, I save it in my Word doc and I also make a PDF. So everything's timestamped. Mm-hmm. So on October 21st, when I was officially charged, I sent him a letter, said, hey, here's what happened. I'm looking forward to you, you know, give me a good defense. And, you know, I want to be treated fairly. I pay the guy a lot of money. And that's a crazy thing too, is like these lawyers were asking for like $70,000. I didn't pay him that much, God, no. But like when it first hit, I was talking to different attorneys and like, dude, it's going to be like $70,000 because no one knew what was going on early on. So 10 months later, the waters had kind of calm down a little bit. Long story short, he's like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. He takes it. Like I said, he's kind of one of those like really slimy lawyers. He makes like the guys that chase ambulances look like heroes. He's that kind of dude. I only met him one time and that was in DC when I had to be sentenced. So anyway.
So what was the charge?
I'm sitting there watching.
What was the charge what were you charged with then?
Sure. So we call it the four misdemeanor cocktails. The four misdemeanor cocktail. It's parading, demonstrating, and picketing, entering and remaining in a restricted building, and then it's just like there's two other ones, but they're very like minor level stuff, right? But yet they designated me as a terrorist, which is a huge procedural due process issue, and that's the whole thing. This is the first insurrection in American history where no one was charged with 18 U.S.C. 2383, which is insurrection or rebellion. Mm-hmm. So these people have very trumped up charges for like the most minor offenses, if you want to call it that. So I'm sitting there, I'm watching the Super Bowl. This is February of 22, so a year afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I'm the Gateway pundit, And I see the video and I'm like, dude, that's me. Like, I can see myself. And this is kind of when the videos were really still under wraps.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, that's me. That's my entry. I'm like, this is amazing. Like, I knew, having only seen from my perspective on the outside, what had happened on the inside. So the Capitol Police unlocked the doors. They were magnetically sealed. And then they had one of their agent provocateurs open the door. So I'm like, dude, this is huge. I send it to my lawyer. He's like, yeah, it doesn't matter. What do you mean it doesn't matter? I said, you know, how does, you know, he said something to the fact of, what does it matter if they let you in? You're still there. Okay. Hmm. And he said something in my text message. And like, I took screenshots of everything. And I said, okay, it doesn't matter. If it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. But I think the whole thing is odd. So he goes on to tell me in an email or in a text exchange that he would rather snort bath salts than vote for President Trump. So, you know, I paid this guy, mm-hmm. like, you know, a substantial amount of money. He's doing it just to get access to a larger stage. I'm scared, but I don't really know what to think. I've never been in trouble with the law before. This is still kind of a big deal. So months go by, I'm sentenced. 6 weeks go by, and then I discover Brady v. Maryland. And this is like a very historic, like, Supreme Court case from 1963.
Mm-hmm.
And then I confront him. I'm like, hey, dude, like, this is a problem. And then he went into immediate gaslighting mode. It's like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. So I started writing Judge Walton on 4/15/22. Like I said, I'm a writer by trade. I'm very comfortable writing, you know, documents. So I just started writing him. So I started writing Judge Walton's chambers for 3 months. And so Judge Walton grants me a status hearing on 7/14/22. And so it's kind of during the CARES Act, during COVID and all that stuff. So it was a teleconference or whatever. So they're talking about the video evidence, and the prosecutor lies in court. It's like, yeah, there's no video evidence. Hmm. Like, wait a minute. And it's cool because, like, even though it was a status conference, the transcript, right?
Mm-hmm.
So months go by, I get sentenced. They remand me in D.C., the prosecutor, I will say, was cool enough to, because I wasn't expecting to go to jail, or I was going to prison, not jail. He was like, no, let him self-surrender. So I kept, I make the honey badger look mild. Like, if I know I'm right, like, I'm not going to give up.
Mm-hmm.
So from August to October, I'm hitting police over the head. Get that video. So on October 15th of 22, he sends a confession email to the prosecutor saying, hey, we discussed this the night before the status conference. So he confirmed that they conspired against me.
Oh,
so we have a prosecutor who hid evidence.
The prosecutor and your attorney.
They conspired and they confessed to it.
Wild stuff.
So that's crazy in and of itself, right? So now I have a documented lie from the prosecutor, he's an officer of the court. During the status conference, I had an open bar complaint against Solis, and Judge Walton was like, you need to drop that bar complaint. So essentially, Walton was protecting the club. I call them the bar bros. You know, if you're part of the bar, that they'll do whatever for each other.
Sure.
It's amazing.
Hey, Doug, so, Dan, we're going to have to sit. I'm at the end of my segment here, so let's pick up on this when we get back on the other side of the break.
Sounds good.
All right, my friends, quick time out here talking with Dan Morrissey about his experience as a J6er. Wild stuff. Quick time out here on my end. You're listening to Conservative Not Better Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff. Back in just a minute.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 4/8 Financial. 4-8financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4-8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends, on the phone with Dan Morrissey. He is a J6er, I guess you would say. He's telling his story about what happened 5 years ago today, and that was just, of course, the beginning of his story. There's so much that we're getting into. When we left him before the break, he was telling us about a conspiracy between his attorney and the prosecutor and just the trouble he's had with the court system. That's where we'll pick up. But friends, ever notice how some families seem to have a plan that lasts for generations? That's not by accident. Full Suite Wealth works with people who want their wealth to make a difference for years to come. Their team brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity and private credit, option strategies, all that combined with expert legal guidance. It's about making sure your vision becomes a reality for the people you love today, tomorrow, and in the years to come. If you're looking to do more than just manage your money, if you want to leave a mark, build something lasting, take a look at Full Suite Wealth. Jason and his team will take good care of you. FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. I want to bring Dan back on the phone. So Dan, before the break, you were telling us kind of the, from my vantage point, as someone who's just hearing this whole story kind of for the first time here in its entirety, you start to explain some of the legal problems, letdowns, conspiracies, fraud. I don't know what all's been going on. But so when we left, you were talking about conspiracy between your attorney and the other, the prosecutor, and then problems with just the way that evidence was not being introduced or the video evidence was being hidden. So tell us a little bit about what began to happen when it came to the way your case was specifically handled.
Yeah, no. And like I said, kind of when we talked on the break there for a minute, like, I apologize. But this is like, I feel like John Resnick. I've been singing Irish for the past 5 years. Like, I'm so used to it. And I understand that a lot of people are hearing this for the first time. So it's kind of hard. I seem to be going through it very quickly. So my apologies.
No, you're fine. So
in October of 22, we have the confessed conspiracy. And then I start communicating with the prosecutor at this point. I'm like, I'm not that guy. Like, hey, and I'm very, and if you look at the evolution of my emails and everything over time, like, I'm very, like, kind of respectful of the court. You know, like, hey, maybe this is an understanding, you know, here's the evidence. And then where we're at this morning, but we'll get there. So in 22, I am appointed because they bankrupted me. In 22, I'm appointed a appellate counsel, a federal public defender. Right? And so he's like, well, you know, here's the appeal and, you know, we're going to do it. And like, it's about the video. And I said, it's not about the video. I said, it's always been about the video. He refused to raise the appeal, the main appeal on the appeal. So anyway, so from 22 to 24, I lived in Austin at the time. And so I had my dog, who was like a 15-year-old dog, and my mom living with me at the time. I had to take her, I had to drive to New York City from Austin, which is like 1800 miles one way.
Because you couldn't fly. You couldn't fly, right?
I could, well that too, but like I couldn't find my dog. So like, you know, so the whole thing is just like, they're saying, hey, hurry up, you're going to prison. So I couldn't leave my mom by herself. She had just lost her husband, you know, so I had to get her to where a place where she'd be okay because I was going to prison for 6 weeks. You know what I mean? So I kind of had to get ready.
Sure.
So I was doing that. I think I made 5 trips, you know, 3 up, 2 down or something like that. So I'm playing that. And then there was an order issued by Judge Waltman. I just found that out over the past 2 weeks, where he specifically ordered a court order in July of 23, telling my appellant, a counsel, to raise the ineffective assistance of counsel claim on appeal. So essentially, this would have been settled 3 years ago had he not defied a court order. So now the conspiracy gets a little bit deeper. You have the original bad attorney. You have the prosecutor, which they conspired originally to withhold the evidence. And then you have the fixer on the appellant counsel. So 2024 comes around and I'm resentenced. And it was like the briefest resentencing I've ever heard of in my life. It was via Zoom. And Judge Walton comes in and is like, you know, he's like, oh, what are we doing here? And I think he was very spooked and he was very nervous. And I had submitted a lot of motions on my own. Anyway, long story short, he was very spooked. He just kind of seemed unsettled because I think he knew it was a really bad case. But they resentenced me. I ended up going on probation. Yada yada yada.
What was the sentence?
And so I went from doing 45 days in prison to 3 years of probation. And keep in mind, I had already been on probation for 2.5 years at that point. So you're looking at 6 years of probation for walking through a door and taking a picture. Mm. So 2024 kind of comes and goes, and they, you know, you have to check in with your probation officer and yada, yada, yada. And then the resentencing comes around, there's a hearing in November, and I submitted, because I knew at that point Trump had been reelected. So I submitted what they call, it's a 2255. So it's essentially kind of the nuclear bomb for like a legal motion, and I did it myself, and I submitted it to the court, mm-hmm. and I submitted it right before my hearing. So essentially, I provided all the evidence, the 150 pages of evidence of emails and all those things that where they actively have been suppressing this video, confessions, like all this stuff, things you think that the judge would literally say, hey, you know what? It's a bad conviction, let the guy go. That's not what happened. So we go through the hearing. It's a very brief hearing. And what Walton does at that point is he has the next hearing scheduled for after the pardon, because it was kind of a foregone conclusion that everyone was going to get a pardon at that point. So he sets it for January 30th of 2025. I get my pardon on January 20th. And I'm like, well, I get notification of the pardon. And everyone's like, yeah, do you feel it? Like, I thought, you know, President Trump would call, or I, you know, maybe get like a kind of a publisher's clearinghouse, kind of like welcome, like balloon and checks and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing. I went to work that day, and then I came home and I'm like, wow, this is great. So I'm sitting there, and it's the end of April of last year, and I still haven't received my pardon. So I emailed the U.S. pardon attorney, and I'm like, hey, I moved. Here's the size of my new mailbox. Make sure that it's, you know, I want it registered mail. Like, thinking it was going to be like this really kind of fancy, like, mm-hmm. you know, nice paper or whatever. Dude, they sent me a PDF. Mm. They sent me a PDF pardon. So I was designated as a terrorist. I was swatted twice. They seized my assets. They froze my credit. They bankrupted me. They made me live in fear of going to prison for parading for 4 years, and I got a PDF. I was pretty hot. So I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking like, oh, man. And so I started going back after the appellate attorney, and I learned this in my business career of like, when you target somebody, it's always good to CC like their superiors. So mm-hmm. that way you raise their visibility. So what I would do is I would email Tony Axon, the appellate attorney, and I would put like the weaponization committee on there. I would put like members of Congress. I would put Todd Blanche and like all these like really high people up in the DOJ. Mm-hmm. And then on June 9th of last year, I rejected my pardon. So I emailed the U.S. pardon attorney. I told them they could shove it and that they were the criminals. And then I signed my pardon and I was like, great. So I had sent that to my attorney. He thought I was probably joking, but I wasn't. So I kept badgering him. I got him to confess, saying that, yeah, you know, I see the merits, but I can't do anything for you. So in July of this past year, I filed what they call Rule 60B3, which is like the fraud upon the court. And I submit all the evidence, and Judge Walton, he knocks off the appellate attorney and recognizes me as the attorney of record. Hmm. So this is where things get really interesting. So you have 4+ years of bad attorneys and fraud and all this other stuff, and I'm able to provide proof. So I continue to file all these motions, and it's been a lot of it's been a very hard like, 5 years. Like I wasn't in a cell for 5 years, but it's been a very like kind of draining and taxing 5 years. And, you know, I kind of have gone through a lot of other stuff. So I'm sitting there and, you know, like I said, they bankrupted me. They did all those things and I want my money back. You know what I mean? Like I can prove what they did. And, so I send, an email to, or I send a motion to the court, and then Judge Walton does something very interesting. So on October 15th of 2025, he issues an order, says, yeah, why don't you go ahead and sue, your attorneys, but I'm going to put a freeze on the fraud. I'm like, man, I'm sitting there. I'm like, I did all this work for all these years just for him to do that. And then I remembered, I'm like, oh dude, I had rejected my pardon, but I hadn't informed the court. I had the email to the U.S. pardon attorney, which confirms that I'd rejected it and the actual pardon itself, which I signed. So after a month of doing research, and writing my own motions, I let Judge Walton know that I had rejected my pardon invoking Burdick, which is a Supreme Court case from 1915. Well, dude, that broke everything.
Dan, that's a perfect place to stop. I'm just up against the time. So let's pick up on that on the other side of the break. Quick time out, my friends. Back here in just a minute.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You know, one of the biggest challenges we have as conservatives is finding ways to ensure our values align with the way that we live our lives, everything that we do. That includes how we invest our money. That's why I love what the team at 48 Financial is doing. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that don't align with your faith, your values, so that you're not funding things that go completely against what you believe in. They do that heavy lifting for you. All you have to do is complete an assessment, and you can do that assessment at 48financial.com/Todd. Again, 48financial.com/Todd, 48 Financial, because your money should work for your values. Speaking with Dan Morrissey, telling us his story about January 6th. He's technically a J6er here. He's the one that rejected his pardon. He kind of left us hanging here just because of the time during the break. So, Dan, pick up where we left off last segment about what's happening with the court and you're acknowledging or letting them know that you rejected your pardon.
Yeah. So let me frame that contextually, historically. So I'm one of three people that I can find in American history that have rejected a presidential pardon.
Wow.
You have George Wilson in 1833, and then you have Burdick, which is the Supreme Court case from 1915. But that was in a civil case. So there was, I think I'm the only one to do it from a criminal perspective. So
wow.
I knew by accepting clemency for something I didn't do, I was absolving the sins of the state, and I wasn't going to let that happen. So they thought it was done with. They thought it was over. So after Judge Walton tried to freeze the fraud in October, like I said, I remember that was my ace in the hole. So I started doing research, discovered Burdick, wrote my motions, put it in there. So here's where it is right now. The DOJ defaulted on the case in the end of July. They refused to file an opposition motion to my fraud upon the court. So I won back in July because they can't refute what I put on the record. So just to show you how petty these people are, I filed a motion in April to get my $510 fine back, and they filed an immediate motion within 3 days to keep that money. But when I put the fraud on the court, like on the record, they didn't do it because they couldn't refute it. Because as corrupt as these people are, anything they say will further implicate them. But their silence is also a confession. So I won this case back in July, right? So Walton, essentially what he's doing is he's trying to be the defense attorney for the DOJ because he knows he's part of the fraud. I found out last week that Jennifer Blackwell, who was the DOJ prosecutor, she left in September of last year. Walton is actively acting as their defense attorney. So here's what's so interesting. After I rejected the pardon, Walton is in complete meltdown mode. He created a motion on his own, attributed it to me, and tried to blame everything on the original attorney. And I caught him. And then I emailed my old attorney and said, dude, they're hanging you out to dry. So now I've got a prisoner's dilemma. I created a prisoner's dilemma. So I contacted my old attorney and said, hey, dude, they're going to hang you out to dry. You better say something. So now the court has been in complete meltdown mode. So you have a judge who is an active member of the fraud. He's not just like someone that didn't understand the facts of the case or, you know, he's an active member of the fraud. So as it stands this morning, I just sent a motion in this morning. I had submitted my nuclear option, like I said, back in November of 24. The court scrubbed 101 pages of evidence. And I just found that out over the weekend or the past couple of days. So I said, hey, we need to get this on the record. So what I'm asking people to do is, because I can not only prove fraud upon the court, this isn't just a bad prosecutor. This isn't just a bad attorney. This isn't just a bad appellant attorney, this is a bad judicial system. So what I'm asking people to do is to call the White House and just say, hey, I have a very simple phone script. 5 calls for 5 years, tell 5 friends. So it's a 5th anniversary. Make 5 phone calls. Just, hey, you know, this is, I would like to request a special counsel for the U.S. versus Daniel Michael Morsey, the case number, and then cite the Ted Stevens case from 2009. I have been in communication with the White House, Deputy Chief of Staff, Press Secretary, but what I am asking for is a special counsel, because I caught them all. And as soon as this falls, it impacts every other January 6th case there is. So, like I said in the beginning, this isn't, to me, January 6th, I think we need to rebrand it, in my estimation. I think it's Patriots Day. You know, I went there to go get a burrito, you know, when I went down to the Capitol. Mm-hmm. 5 years later, here I am, you know, doing these things that I could have never imagined. And I wrote an article for a publication down here in Texas. And the title of the inspiration for the article is 1 Corinthians 1:27, where God says he uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and he uses the weak things of the world to shame the strong. Well, these people are so smart, and they're so elite, and they're so this. Dude, they got outsmarted by a fool, not outsmarted by a fool like me, but what they don't realize is they're not fighting me, they're fighting the truth, and they're not going to win. And the case that the DOJ had against me was so weak. Even the strongest cases that they have against anybody else will soon fall. So,
Dan, I got to wrap up here. Hey, your story is amazing. I'm sorry you went through that. On our website, toddhuffshow.com, we have the phone script. We have Dan's article that he was just referencing. We have a link to his GiveSend Go page to help him with his legal battles and trying to fight through this. But Dan, I want to say thank you, sir, and God bless you.
Hey, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. God bless. Happy Patriots Day.
All right, got to go. SDG, my friends.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.